Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, guys? We're not as good as other morning shows, but we're here. You know, we got it. We got it.
We made it. We're fine.
Hey, we're okay. We're average at best.
Relax. You know, when somebody tells you to relax, you don't relax.
Hey, yeah, I'll relax all over your face. Anyway. It's time for sports. Let's get to it. Jeez, I know that was aggressive.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're just feeling average, go ahead. Crack one open. You ain't going to feel average no more. You're going to feel great.
Major League Baseball scores. Sweet. Look them up. Gambling. Let's just move on. A sports bettor had a 16-game NFL parlay. Dude, this story, Brock, you're gonna laugh. All right, but try to hold it in just for a second.
All right.
A sports bettor had a 16-game NFL parlay with $25 on the line. Right, that hit over and over and over and over and over again over the weekend. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. In fact, 15 of the picks hit in a row. The Detroit Lions needed to come through on Monday Night Football, and that $25 ticket would have been worth $736,959.
That's a lot of cheese, man.
Well, the Detroit Lions did not come through. That ticket went from worth being nearly $750,000 to zero. And basically one turnover. Here's the thing. All right, so, that sucks, right? That sucks. Why did you pick the Lions, dude?
Yeah. Well, it was probably part of the bet. It was probably part of the...
No, you get to pick. You get to pick parlays, man, right?
What was the whole parlay set up again?
So it's basically you just pick every game.
No, I got that. But what was this specific one? Was it a parlay for each team? Like he's picking each winning team? Was that what it was?
Yes. Yeah. So he picks each winning team. That's it. So it sounded like he had a 16-game parlay where he picked who's going to win with these 16 games. If you get all 16 teams right.
Okay. So that's where I was confused, because nowadays bookies will let you bet on anything. You could bet on if the referee's shoe is untied. Like, it's crazy. All these prop bets you can do. So, okay. This guy was like, no, I'm going to do a full pick 'em to win parlay, 16 games. And he hit 15 except for...
Then Monday Night Football comes. He's got to wait a whole night. He's got to go to bed and sleep and wait for Monday Night Football. Like, dude, one more game. I am near $1 million richer.
Yeah, that was not smart. That was... Even with as crappy as the Packers played against the Saints, you're going to pick...
Come on. You guys really didn't think that Aaron was going to play like that the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Dude, that is insane. You picked the... Oh, dude, it almost makes me angry. Anyway, I thought you'd find that humorous because... Did you pick the Lions?
Yeah.
I love the Lions. I'm going to say, hey, it's a Michigan team.
Yeah.
I cheer for the Lions, but I ain't going to pick them to beat the Packers.
In Lambeau. After Rodgers has been dogged for an entire week. Yeah. It's not.
Kind of glad that guy lost.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not a smart bet. Not a smart bet.
Right. And, of course, Aaron killed it, dude. He threw for 4 or 5?
Yeah.
I mean, dude. Anyway, there you go. Sorry, dude. You just... It would have been nice if he would have lost it, like, right off the bat.
Yeah.
You know? So he didn't have to wait that whole night. And then,
you know, that whole night, he was sitting there having to go... Oh, come on, Lions. Come on. Like, deep down inside, he was sitting there having to truly believe that the Lions were going to beat the Packers at Lambeau like that. Yeah. That's a hard thing to do.
All right, more football news, man. Talking about Lions and Tigers and Bears and Green Bay. Let's talk about Tom Brady again. He's in the news. He's all over the news, man. It says here... He has a lot of Super Bowl rings and a lot of records to show that, but the ageless wonder is fast approaching an astonishing statistic that could prove that he's actually getting better with age. 44-year-old has thrown a record 590 career touchdowns. 154 of those have come in his 40s. That's more than other elder quarterbacks, Drew Brees, Brett Favre, Warren Moon, and Vinny Testaverde combined. And get this, he threw 167 touchdowns in his 20s, which means that if he stays healthy, he will reach a point this season in which he will have thrown more touchdown passes in his 40s than he has in his 20s. At that rate, dude, what's going on, dude? Somebody needs to check this guy's pulse. Look at his eyes.
He's a robot. Tom Brady's a robot.
Okay, tinfoil hat. Where is he? What, those reptilian things that you talk about all the time?
Mm-hmm.
What do those have to do?
Lizard
people.
How do you
know if somebody's a reptilian or not?
Lizard people or sewer people, right? Is that what we're getting to?
Sewer people, crab people.
Crab
he's something,
people,
dude.
Crab people.
Tom Brady.
Hey, dude, I think people need to accept the fact that it's smart football. You know, there is something
really
to
is
be
good.
Said. There is something to be said for hard-nosed football. There's something to be said for the quarterbacks of the past, but it was a different game. It was a different game.
I think one of the most important things that he does is he establishes that offensive line right off the bat. He's not going to go anywhere. He's not going to even take a snap until he knows that I'm protected.
Yeah.
I'm 44 with some skinny legs, dude. Yeah. Like, hey, guys, I will take care of the rest. Everything else, I'll complete the passes. I'll make the right calls. I'll study. I'll eat right. I'll let you sleep with my wife for a little bit, but just
you can wear my UGG boots.
And we'll win a Super Bowl.
You can wear my UGG boots. It's fine.
You know,
look, you may take offense to this, Hunter, but here's where I stand with this: is that it's Tom Brady plays basic football, okay, and that's not taking anything away from obviously a amazing career, one of the best in the history of athletics. All right. Mm-hmm. But he plays basic football. But there's also benefits to that. All right. You don't see him running around like Mahomes. OK, you don't see him scrambling everywhere. No. There's nothing wrong with taking three steps back or a shotgun and throwing the ball right away and not getting hit. Because guess what? If you're winning games, you're continuing on through the playoffs and winning Super Bowls. That basic football, the basic meat and potatoes of it. That's how you're getting rings, which is what everyone's going for. That's the main thing.
You know?
Yeah.
Dude, I 100% know where you come from.
Yeah.
Hear me out, though. What do you think about this? Do you think that he's so good and he knows what's going to happen before the even snap happens that it just looks basic? He's not scrambling around. He's not having to create plays with his legs. It's because he's so far ahead of people in their brain and in their heads and know what's going on. And it's like, dude, I'm going to drop back. I'm going to look this way. And I know this is he like studies DBs for like days ahead of time.
There's very few things defense can throw at him at this point that will, I think, shake Tom Brady or that he hasn't seen. I agree with that. What I mean, Brady's never going to give you the old razzle dazzle. Okay. No. You're never going to watch. I mean, just look at the last Super Bowl.
You never see him like Dennis Rodman parallel, like Mahomes in the Super Bowl throwing a ball like.
Which
50 yards.
It's not exciting football, but you know what is exciting? Winning. And I think anybody who's going to disagree, well, dude, he's not chucking the ball 80. You don't need to chuck the ball 80 yards down the field and make these crazy passes or bootleg out and miss 9 sacks and then throw the ball. Yeah. I tell you what, you do a three-step drop and chuck that ball 15 yards, it's all right.
Just saying, if you guys want to watch the most sound football with the Bucs defense the way they are and Tom on the other side, dude, I'm telling you, watch this team. It is one of the they hardly make mistakes.
Oh, it's a clinic.
The defense
dude.
It's a clinic. It's clockwork with this team, dude. It's weird.
Look, Jim McMahon from the Chicago Bears, all right, legendary quarterback from the Chicago Bears, dude. He got hit so many times, it took so much abuse that he has brain damage, all right? Mm-hmm. He has that
CTE.
What would you rather have, a quarterback get through without getting CTE because he got hit so many times and he found it necessary to lead with his head, or have your quarterback just sitting comfortably in the pocket chucking the football around? I mean, I don't know. It's
insane.
Just,
it's insane. Not for long. That's what NFL stands for. Average career at an NFL player is, what, 2-3 years?
Oh, my God.
Dude, this guy has been playing since 2001.
Yep, it's nuts, man. Nuts.
What?
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. We've been going kind of long with sports lately, so I'm going to cut it there. I got a few more stories. Basketball, Ben Simmons, big news of Ben Simmons. It's going to piss you off next hour, Brock.
Super. I'm excited for it. All right.
And much more in your sports report.
So sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Good morning. 724, Brock Hunter.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty
Look
good
at a dinosaur.
On a Wednesday. Okay, let's try not to be as chatty in sports this go around. Can we try that, please? We'll see how it goes.
Let's just rip through it, man. Let's just rip through it. I'll do some scores. I got a basketball and a football. A basketball and a gambling story here for you.
We take the worst part of the show and we extend it way too long. That's it.
Why don't you shut up? It's not the
time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you're thirsty, you got a place to go. That's your fridge and your cooler, whatever. It's because it's stocked up, all right? Because Bud Distributing's got
Drink it.
Stocked. Drink it.
Major League Baseball yesterday, quick scores. Tigers beat the White Sox 5-3. Twins beat the Cubs 9-5. There are some games tonight. White Sox going to be Detroit playing the Tigers at 110. Catch it on 94.9 WSJM. The Twins going to be in Chicago playing the Cubs at 7:40. So there you go. So if you're interested in baseball, some baseball there.
Nice.
Gambling. This is crazy, dude. Sports better. Had a 16-game NFL parlay where you pick, you got 16 teams. Who do you think is going to win? If you get all 16 right, make a lot of money. Put $25 on the line, right? That hit over and over and over and over and over again over the weekend. In fact, 15 of the picks hit in a row. Wow. Just one left, and you could win a lot of money. The Detroit Lions needed to come through on Monday Night Football, and that $25 ticket could have been worth $736,959.
God, dude, that's just got to make you sick.
Dude, you know what makes you sick? You get 15 games right, you got to go to bed wondering if the Detroit Lions are going to beat the Green Bay Packers. That'll make you sick.
Look, because, dude, I understand taking
chances. Green Bay had
chances.
A rough first game. Yeah. They had a rough first game, bro.
Yeah.
But you still don't take the Lions over the Packers.
Especially not at this point, because here's the thing. Like any tournament, anything, there's always that one that messes. Let's just talk about, you know, the NCAA tournament, all right, in March. Mm-hmm. There's always that one team that comes in and just ruins everyone's bracket, okay?
Absolutely.
But you got to be smart about that. And thinking the Lions were going to be that team this go-around, that I just didn't think – that's not a smart bet. That was not a smart bet.
Let me stand here saying, hey, we're not here to rip on the Lions.
No.
We're not here. I love the Lions. It's a Michigan team. It's the team that the state that I was born in. I give everything to the Lions. But, hey, if I'm going to put my money down on something, I put my emotions aside.
Yeah.
And I think, hey, what is the most logical answer? And if you go back into history, just look in the history books, I think you take the Packers on this one.
Oh, for sure.
Just saying.
You got to think. And even if you do want the Lions to win, you just really got to look at the big picture, okay? The Packers got embarrassed, okay, against the Saints. They have something to prove. Aaron Rodgers is the kind of guy that, you know what, will buckle down. And so even if the Lions didn't look bad, and all right, okay, they always play tough against the Packers, you got to weigh out every option. And I just... even being a betting man myself, I would not have picked the Lions to win that battle because the Packers were coming in with a vengeance with something to prove.
Dude, how nervous was that guy that night? I mean, rightfully, though.
God, dude. He only lost $25, really. When you think about it, he only lost $25. But really, though, he could have. He really lost $700. Oh my God! Like I'd be sick.
$736,000.
I'd be sick because all you're gonna do is think about. Oh my God! One game, and I would have had a life changing amount of money after betting only $25.
It's his own fault. He chose that.
Yeah.
You the one who picked that, man. So hey, it's all on you, buddy boy.
Ugh.
I don't feel as bad. All right, moving on before that makes me a little bit more angry. Basketball. Yeah. The 76ers superstar Ben Simmons. I know you don't know who that is, Brock, but he's a basketball player. He's very good. has had enough with the 76ers. According to reports, his plan is to not report to training camp and to never play another game for the team again. If he does this, he's going to have to weather a financial storm. Every missed practice will cost him up to $227,000, totaling $1.3 million if he misses training camp and preseason. For now, seems that Simons isn't worried about the price tag. He just wants to out of Philly. Doesn't want to play at any cost, even if it's $1.3 million.
I mean, as fans of the team, you got to be like, wow, really?
Damn, dude.
You hate us that much that you're like, I want to get this.
Really don't know what's going on in that situation. I don't know what the behind-the-scenes problem is. Maybe he's not getting along with people, coaches, players, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Dude, whatever it is, though, you made the NBA, man. You're like the 0.0001% of the people who get the chance to step foot on that court. And a lot of these guys that just, like, cross their arms, sit down, and pout, it pisses me off.
It's cheerleadish is what it is. Yeah, here's the
thing. You see Joe Burrow crossing his arms and I want to play for the Bengals.
Yeah.
No, he bucks up and he's like, you know what? I got an opportunity to play in the NFL. I'm going to give it everything I got. Yep. We're going to go out there. We're going to play some football. And there's a lot of, I'm just using him as an example. There's a lot of guys go out there and do that. It's just the ones that cross their arm, pout, sit in the middle of the court and suck their thumb are the ones that get in the news. The ones that stick out the most. And it pisses me off, dude. So people like this should just be like, sorry, no other team wants you, you're out.
Yeah.
I don't care how good you are.
Well, and it usually comes back to bite him in the ass. We've seen that happen before, so you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, Ben Simons, just buck up, dude. Play for your team.
You little bitch.
Enjoy it. You're in the NBA making millions of dollars for doing something you love.
Ben Simons
your whole life.
You little bitch.
So there you go. I got more football, but I think we're going to end it there, Brock. We need to get to our topic. So
good enough.
That's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.